Hello and welcome to day 12 of the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-day coaching system. This is Nancy again, and I want to just at this point acknowledge you for sticking with this process and with this system for 12 days, or if this isn't exactly the 12th day, however many days you've stuck with it is great. And if you haven't done it 12 days in a row, that's okay too. I'm just really happy that you're still here and you're still listening and you're still working through the system. The first question under day 12 is to list at least 5 people or things that you are grateful for having in your life right now. And this is a question that we asked you last week, so you might think it's a little repetitive. But I happen to think that we should probably do this exercise daily, not just weekly. A daily, you know, gratitude exercise or ritual is an amazing way to start your day. So if it's something you could think about doing every morning when you wake up, it's also an amazing way to end your day. So if, you know, as your head hits the pillow at night and you're kind of reviewing the day, if you could create a habit around what it is that you're grateful for, I think, you know what it does? It helps you sleep better. Because instead of falling asleep focused on all the things you didn't get done, or all the things that you need to do tomorrow, or the things that didn't work, you put yourself in a really positive frame of mind of the things that are working in your life and the things that you are really thankful for. In the movie The Secret, if you were able to watch that, they talked about a gentleman who had a rock that he carried around. And every time he would touch the rock, he had it in his front pocket. He called it his gratitude rock, and he would think of the things that he was thankful for. So sometimes having a charm or something like that that kind of triggers us and reminds us to be grateful. A gratitude journal is great if you can just get a journal with blank pages. And like I said, if you can get into the habit of daily writing down the top 5 things that you're grateful for, it keeps you in a really positive place. What I did for a long time was I set the alarm on my cell phone to go off every day at 3 p.m. and that I called it my gratitude alarm. And it didn't matter where I was, if I was sitting with a client, if I was in the grocery store, when my alarm went off, I would stop and I would think of 3 things that I was grateful for right at that moment. And what's amazing is a lot of times that alarm would come at the perfect time, just when I was in like a negative state, my day was, you know, in a downward spiral and I was not in a positive frame of mind. And all of a sudden this alarm would go off and I'd go, okay, that's, you know, that's kind of like my mental check. I need to get back into a place of gratitude. So anything that you could do that would set up, you know, kind of like on a system or on a daily basis, you showing gratitude, it'll have a huge impact in your life. And if you're wondering why I say I used to do the alarm, because like anything, when you get used to something, it stops working. So I ended up with a bad habit of, after a while, turning the phone off when the alarm would go. And, you know, I was too busy to all of a sudden do the gratitude. So I switched over to doing a gratitude journal. And before I go to bed now, that's what I do, is write something that I'm thankful for. Okay, so the rest of the day is pretty much like the others. Recreate or rewrite your short-term goal. And again, just check in and make sure that your short-term goal is a stretch for